Thank you very much for your questions. So first of all, Myanmar is very complex. We're working in areas that are controlled by government, that are controlled by so-called ethnic armed groups, non-state armed groups. Conflict has been ongoing for 60 years. And in this area in the north, there is still ongoing conflict. So the groups that local group we work with are national partner, and they are trusted by the armed group, and they have access to these camps. But the camps and the roads and so are still sensitive. So in some places we agreed that they don't go into the camps, but actually the people even from the camp are coming to a safe town, traveling, and we meet them in a safer town or our partners. So yes, it is sensitive. It's not that easy as it may sound in a quick presentation. We do present, share this data, and this has gained trust over the years now with the Myanmar government to see the results. As I showed, you also see green areas where there's no confidence for any threats, and it is really linked to the NTS. So we use high confidence, low confidence, the same criteria you later use for confident CHAs and SHA, confirmed or suspected hazardous areas. So it's a comparable approach, but we have to do it remotely. We, as I mentioned on the last slide, that was maybe too fast, we are moving now to Nigeria to use it. So same context, armed conflict, there has been no mine action ever before. We do not have any landmine impact survey from the past. We cannot do repeat survey or check it. We have to start gathering data. So we will use the same approach, and it's actually with an UNMAS-funded project.